Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fifth shiur in this amazing series. We're talking about Ataras Chasanim and shiur Zman Hazeh, based on the Sigis and Gittin and Sota. And in the previous shiur, we were discussing the Yerushalmi, very, very vague Yerushalmi. I love Yerushalmi because it leaves so much open to the imagination. Baruch Hashem, we live in a door with numerous perushim on the Yerushalmi to help us along, both from the past and more contemporary perushim. And we were discussing the Yerushalmi in Sota, the ninth perek. Mi matir es harishonos, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Mishu matir es elu, Hadar es kedusa, Shel shel Rabbi Chisdai Ma'o, Adin tichsiv, Adin tichsiv, Kol Ma'a Hashem, Yisar mitznev esvarim, Rorim ha'asir mitznev esvarim ha'torah, Ma'asir mitznev esvarim ha'torah, Shama Rabbi Yochan Amar ches, Hu chesed amiloy chesed. So, what's meant us? Who's matir? The question is, who's matir? The first ones, and the Gemara says, whoever's matir these are matir these. And then the Reish Galusa asked, what's the pasuk that says remove the mitznefes and lift up the crown? And he says, remove the mitznefes and lift the crown. And then Rabbi Yochanan heard. He says, wow, that's really amazing. What does this mean? Wow. Anyway, so one mahalach in the Yerushalmi, and then we saw the Sheri Korban, which is a parish in the Yerushalmi. And he explains that the Ataras Chasanim are Asr L'chol Adam, and not only for Chasanim, he proved it from the double Lashon, the Rambam. The Rambam twice mentions the Isser. First he says the rabbis were gozer on Ataras Chasanim not to be put them on at all, and then he says a Chasan shouldn't put it on. And Sherry Carbon says, first the Rambam is telling us it's Asr to everybody, and then the Rambam is telling us it's Asr to a Chasan. He proves from the Gemara that Rabbi Yirmiyah wore a crown and he got in trouble and he wasn't a chassan. To see this usher to everybody. Also, Lashon of the Gemara, Nistal Gatar Mirosh Kol Adam, Mashmur Kol Adam. Also, Ataras Kalos. Also, apparently, Kol Adam. On the other hand, in the Gemara, we see that Ataras Kalos only Yershal Zav. And these Yershal Zavs are mutter for other women, like we see in the Mishnah and Shabbos and Zion. Only on Shabbos, I said, wow, normally it's mutter. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Mi Tiran. Who is Matir, the Ataras Kalos, for non Kalos? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the answer is the rabbis who are Matir, like we see in the Mishnah, that she should go out in an apirion, in this special wagon. They were also matir the Yershal Zav l'shar nashim, but that doesn't explain the hemshech of the Gemara about asir mitznefes v'arim asir mitznefes v'arim atara. What does that have to do with anything? And also, what's the kesher between the Yershal Zav for non-kalos and the heter of apirion b'socha ir? It's the same heter, ma kesher. We also have to understand the his pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam first says it's ataras or asr for everybody, and then for chasan. If it's asr for everybody, of course asr for chasan. That's what I have to say both for. Talkwapanim, that was just to summarize what we saw in the previous shiur. These kashas are bumbas. You know what I mean? The whole Yerushalmi is a bumba. So, medar fashtein. This is unzer alubit. That's our aveda. Is lahavin. As Omer Moreno Rabbeinu, which is a mamish shchuras v'lo miyayin v'lo Torat Rabbeinu. Maridik. ולפי דברינו נראה כך, שאומנם יש, זאת אומרת, לפי מה שאנחנו הערכנו בשיעורים הקודמים, that there are two isurim. One isur is what the Yerushalmi started off with, like we spoke about in the previous year, in the pasuk of Nafla Teres Rishenu. Nafla Teres Rishenu, you now that I wear a crown. V'shezeh umnam ne'emar al kol adam, V'isurohu ala kli shel ateret chatanim. So that was said about any person. And the isser is on the kli that's ateres chasanim. That's the isser. It's an isser kli. Remember we spoke about how chasan's not allowed to wear it. We said that he's not allowed to be mitutal. It's a din in the chasan, not in the kli. As we were marich me'od le've'er adzeh. And that applies to everybody, and the Isser is on the Kli. And also, there's an Isser from the Pasuk of Hasir Mitznefes, that just like, what's the problem that there's no more Mitznefes? Is there a problem that the Kohen Gadol isn't wearing the Mitznefes? No. The problem is that the Mitznefes is not on the Kohen Gadol. There's a din in the Kohen Gadol. Problem is that the Kohen Gadol isn't able to wear the mitznefes. Then the Kohen Gadol, so too, there's a din in the chasen that he's not allowed to be mutal. So that's a chasen that he shouldn't be crowned. And from this we can learn that the Isser is only on a chasen who's like a Kohen Gadol in his chshivus, because we know that a chasen is doing the melech. So, it's learned from the pasuk of Hasir Mitznefes v'Arei Matorah. The Hasir Mitznefes is going on the Kohen Gadol. And who's similar to the Kohen Gadol? Afka Achusin. And that's why v'Arei Matorah is talking about Achusin. So that's the second Isser. From the first pasuk, Nafla Teres Rishenu, we have an Isser Kli. And the second pasuk is we have an Isser on the Chasin, not to be Mu'utal. B'chayla Be'shem Mu'utal, he is called somebody who's crown. V'choshuv al yidei atara k'kohen gadol b'bigdei kiyuna ha'machshivim oto k'kohen alavush b'bigdei kiyuna. And he is a shame me'utar, and he is considered through the atara like a kohen gadol b'bigdei kiyuna. He is considered that he is crowned. Just like a Kohen Gadol is. Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Kahuna, so also when he's wearing the Mitznefes, that's like his crown. And this Kohen, this Chassan is wearing his crown. Avaleitzel kol adam, but by a regular person that who doesn't have special Chashivus, there's no shame shel Chashivus umu'utar. He's not called that he's crowned. He can put on a kli that's a crown, but he doesn't have a shame that he's crowned because he doesn't have the personal Chashivus. And therefore, the Isser is not shy to him. And for this reason, even though it says in the Gemara, Shenitla Tara Mirosh Kol Adam, even though it says in the Gemara that the crown was taken from all men, like we quoted before, the Gemara in Gittin. So that's only referring to the Chasin. Why? Shehein omnam she is so adin. Yeshna b'chol adam. So it's true that the yesod of this din applies to everybody, that it's also for everybody to be crowned with the chashivus that the crown gives him. But the lamaisa is only shaykh to a chasin. Because only a chasin becomes a nechbat v'chashuv al yidei ha'atara shekanit ba'er. Zeu ma shenasar al yedei bitul hachashivut kohen gadol. That's what became usher through the bitul hachashivut shel kohen gadol. Aval mi sheino chatan lo mishtana bo klum al yedei atara. Zot omeret, the crown gives you a chashivus only if you're a chasan. It's like a Kohen Gadol. And he's wearing a crown, so he's considered. He has the chashivas of a Kohen Gadol. If he's not wearing his clothing, he doesn't have the chashivas of the Kohen Gadol. So the clothing gives him that chashivas. So, in theory, the crown should be usher for everybody. But it's only going to be usher for the chasen. Why? Because only he has chashivas when he wears the crown. Because he's a chasen. If somebody's not a chasen, he's not personally changed at all by the crown. And therefore, he's not usher with the isser of the person being mitutar, the person being crowned. Because the crown by him doesn't make him more chashiv, because he's just a regular guy. Bekulhu itnehu bechlal, ma shekhtu ba mishnah, shegazru al atarot chatanim, sheyesh bezeg tzeira gam al atarot vegam al chatanim. And it's all included in what it says in the Mishnah that they made gzeira on ataras chasanim. There's gzeira on the ataras, there's gzeira on the chasanim. And then after mina is legabe ataros, she'enam shel melech vegofris, v'chulei, she'visur mikra adinof la ataras rishenu, שכן התבאר הוא איסור על השימוש בכלי זה לא כל התורות אסורות כמו שהסברנו בשיעור הקודם ואז זה הוסיף הרמם שלאין חתן בראשו שום כליל ראינו שבחתן ישנו איסור בפני עצמו מצד היותו מאותר ולכן לא שייך לחלק בין התורות זאת אומרת we're dealing with a regular guy so yes he's not allowed to wear ataros But the Gemara distinguishes between various types of ataros. We saw in the Gemara that there are various opinions as to which type of ataros are mutter and which types are aser. So there could be a heter for certain types of ataros for the for a regular guy. Because it's an iser on the kli, and we can distinguish between various kelim. Like we see in the Gemara, that this they taught this halacha about Taras Chasanim only with regard to crowns of salt and sulfur, melech and gofres. But hadas and veret are mutter, myrtle and rose are permitted. And Shmuel says that even crowns of myrtle and rose are prohibited, but those made of reeds and bulrush are permitted. And Levi says even crowds of reeds and bulrush are prohibited. So we see that we can distinguish between the various types of crowns, and that is only when with regard to a chasm, because the iser of nafla teres reishenu is the iser on a shimush of this kli, and not all ataras are the same. We could distinguish between the ataras, different kelim. And that the Rambam adds, that's talking in general, like the Sherry Carbon says. And then that the Rambam adds that lo yaniach chasim b'rosh shum kalil. In other words, that by a chasim, there's an iser bifnei atzmo mitzad hayosem u'utar. By a chasim, there's an independent iser that he is considered crowned. And therefore, it's not shayach to be machalek between the crowns. And all crowns are aser, and a chasim can't be mi'utal. So that's the two clauses in the Rambam. The first clause is to aser it to all people, but that's only certain types of crowns. And then the second type is to Aseret Chasanim, that's all types of crowns, because he's not allowed to be crowned. So not nafka mina what crown it is. He's not allowed to be crowned. Doesn't matter what type of crown it is. He's not allowed to have a shame me'utar. Not an iser on the kli. And memela, there's no stira between what the Rambam Yerushalmi says at the beginning of the Yerushalmi that we saw, where it says nafla teres reishenu, that's why you're not allowed to wear a crown. And what it says b'maskanas hadvarim, that the makor is hasir mitznefes, these are two separate inyanim. The reish is talking about a teres chasanim that are aser to every person. Like the Sherry Carbon brings, that Rabbi Yirmiyah, that the Yerushalmi brings, that he wore a crown and he got in trouble, wasn't even a chasim. So you see that a teres chasanim are aser lekol adam. And in the Sefer, we see hasir mitznefes v'asim v'arim atarah, that's talking about chasanim. And that's from that part. It's learned from that pasuk, because that's a din in the Gavra. Just like the ikar of the mitznefes is that the Kohen Gadol isn't wearing it. That's why it's so terrible. It's a din in the Kohen Gadol. We lost that in his mitznefes. So what din? It's a din in the chasin that he shouldn't be mu'utam. Kvaldik. Now that it says in the Yerushalmi, according to the parish of the Sherei Karban, Shebechlala Heter Shel Rabutenu Shel Apilion, that the rabbis allowed the Kala to go in her special wagon, there was also a Heter for all women to wear an Atara of an Yerushal Zahav. What this is telling us primarily is that Shehefchitu Rabutenu Et Isura Shimush HaKazu Al Kelim Mesuyamim. That the rabbis minimized the Isur Shimush that they decreed on certain Kalim. The rabbis were mafchis the Isur Shimush that they were gozer on certain Kalim. And they said that the Isser is only going to be on fewer shimushim, fewer uses than they had earlier. Apirion. Apirion, by the way, is translated in English as a palanquin, which is a covered litter for one passenger, consisting of a large box carried in two horizontal poles by four or six bears. So the point is, like this this thing that she goes in, she travels in, the Kala. So what they did was, they said that it's going to be mutter. They were mafkis the Issa. Originally it was Asa for the Kala, now it's Mutter for the Kala. And so too, the Yerushal Zav. Originally it was Asa for Shaar Nashim, and then they were Matter at the Shaar Nashim. That's what the Gemara says, they were Matter both, and it's the same Gether, it's the Gether of an Isser Kli that they were Matter. Avli lo haya Yisur gam b'kala mitzad akra dev haser. If the Isser and the Kala was Mitzad Hasir, and based on what we said, as we understood the Sherei Karban, this would be an Isser for all women. Then it would be an Isser on the Gavra, or the Gavrisa, it would be an Isser on the woman. So it's only that there's a shinui in the chasen, that he's wearing a crown, that he's called Mu'tar, because he is the chashivas of a chasen. But by a woman, if it was midin hasir mitznefes varim hatorah, then it would be aser for all women to wear this Yerushal Zahav. Why? Because it's a tachshit, and all women have a chashivas of an isha mikushetet. All women have an iser, would have an iser if it was from hasir mitznefes varim hatorah, of being a woman who is bejeweled. By a crown, only a chasen has a din of mutar because his chashivas is a chasen. Not a regular guy, what's a regular guy wearing crown for? It doesn't make him more chashiv, he's just a regular guy. But a woman is a special status of a woman. Women wear jewelry. There's a difference between a bejeweled woman and not a bejeweled woman. So if it would be us, mitzad the pasuk of Hasir mitznefes rima Torah, then we'd ask for the Yerushal Zav for all women. And if it's a din on the Isha that she shouldn't be considered, she's not allowed to be considered, an Isha mikushetet, she's not allowed to be considered a bejeweled woman. So that would not be included in the Heter Vapirion, because the Heter Vapirion is a Heter on the Kli. And the Heter of Yerushal Zahav, if we were Matur for all women, would be not a Heter on the Kli, it would be a Heter for the woman. And then they wouldn't be comparable. And also we wouldn't be able to say that it's mutter for some and mutter for us or for others. Because if the Isser remains by the Kala, saying that she is not allowed to be bejeweled by wearing this Yershel Zav, so it would be usher for everybody. You couldn't make a distinction because it's in the person, not in the kli. Because in the pasuk of Asir Mitznefes for Imatara, there's no remez for a chassan and a kala. Adrava, the Yisra is said by all people. So you wouldn't be able to distinguish between a kala and anybody else. So if we're going to ask for it by the kala, we're going to ask for it by anybody else. So there'd be no room to be matir for other women. If it was from Asir Mitznefes for Imatara, it would be asir for everybody. Nobody's allowed to be considered bejeweled by this Yershel Zav. And that's why the Yerushalmi brings it kehemshech l'mashe kasev shehayu v'zeh heter v'hadeh heter d'apirion. That's why it brings it together with the heter of the apirion, that the special iser that the Gemara knows that applies to a chasen, and what's chal on the gavra is from the pasuk of asir mitznefes. And memela, this is only by men who are similar to the Kohen Gadol and not by women. We see in the sugi and gittin that we discussed in an earlier shir. That it's only by men, not by women. This Asir Mitznefes Rimatara is only by men, not by women. And therefore, women are allowed to wear a crown, even kalas, as long as it's not an Yershel Zav. So, Memela, the whole Isra of Ataras Kalas is only B'Shimash HaKli Azeh. And therefore, is a Heter B'Shar Nashim, together with the Heter of Apirion. Because once you're Matir one Kli, so you're Matir another Kli also. In certain cases, if it had been a din in the that the person's not allowed to be mikushatet, so then it would apply to all women equally, because that would be from the pasuk of Asir Mitznefes for Imatara, and there's no indication that it's referring dafka to a chas and a kala, therefore be asur everybody. You would know him to be matir, but since we see that it's a din in the kli, it's not from Asir Mitznefes for Imatara, but rather it's to get set together with the heter Rapirion. Had to repair into Heter of a Kli. So once you're Matir one Kli, so that opens the door to be Matir another Kli, as we discussed in an earlier shir. But it's not a din in the person, because the din in the person only applies to men and to women, the din that they're not allowed to be crowned. It doesn't apply to women, so therefore, you don't get it from Vesir Mitzav Sri Matara. So that explains the Rishami beautifully. Mi Matyos HaRishonos, who is Matyos, the Rishonos meaning the Yershel Zav for other women. So Mishu Matyos HaMatzel knows you Matyos HaPirion, but also Matyos this, because they're both heter on specific Kalim. Once you have a heter for HaPirion, then you can also have the heter for Taras, for Yershel Zav for other women. And then the Gemara brings Asir Mitznefes Rimatara to show you that it's not a din of the Gavra, because that's only for men, but not for women. Only by men it's a din of the Gavra. It's only by men it's a din of the Gavra. It would be a din in the Gavra for women. Then no woman would be allowed to wear an Yershel Zav. It would be also for all women, because the pasuk doesn't distinguish between kalas and other women. Therefore, it's not learned from, it must be it's not learned from that pasuk. And that pasuk tells you that it's an Isser Gavra. So it must be that it's an Isser Kli. And an Isser Kli, we could be Matir. So again, as we explained in a previous shir, the reason you're allowed to be Matir, the rabbis were allowed to be Matir in a period, because it's an Isser Kli. And it's Mutter B'Tanoim Misuyamim, in other words, if it's not a Kala. So Mimela, they were also Matir for a Kala. And once you open up the door, it's, for that head there, in certain circumstances, it's mutter. In other words, and therefore they were matir for a kala. Memela, the rabbis extended that, and they said the same thing also applies to the Yershel Zav. Yershel Zav, we're also going to say that it's mutter in certain circumstances. We're also going to expand it. We're also going to lessen the iser, and we're going to say that it only applies to kalas, and it doesn't apply to non-callous. They're allowed to wear the Yirshel Zav because it's an only an Isser on a Shemesh B'Kli Mesuya. And we have, once we're Matir, the Isser Kli, so the rabbis in the same gather, in the same category, but the rabbis were Matir and Isser Kli. By a period on the rabbis were Matir and Isser Kli because anyway, Melechatchila was only Isser for callous and not for non-callous. So they were Matir for callous as well. So they expanded the Heter. So just like they expanded that Heter of Kli in the same gather, they also created a Heter for this type of Kli, i.e. the Yerushalzav. But originally it was Aser for all women, and now it's only Aser for Kalas. And they were allowed to do that because it isn't Isra on the Gavra. If it's Isra on the Gavra, then there'd be no room to be Matirid. Because we have a Sir Matznefes Varima Torah, and if that pasuk would apply to women, so with Aser for all women, there'd be no room for Heter because it's in the person. There's no heter for the person, there's only a heter for the kli. As we explained at length. And for an iser mukhlat, for an absolute iser, it's not shaykh to have a heter. And that would be if it's a din of the gavra, it would be an iser mukhlat. But since we proved that it's not an iser mukhlat, it does not learn from Maseret Nefesh the Rima Torah. So mimela, it's shaykh to have a heter chelki. Partial heter, and we give you matir the Yerushal Zav for non-kalas. If we be on the person, then there's no heter chelki. So if you heard the first shiurim in the series, the first four shiurim, and then you hopefully will understand this, and it's gevaldik b'yoyser. And if you didn't hear or didn't understand, then I invite anybody to contact me, and hopefully I'll be able to explain. And with this, we can go on and explain the Gemara about the Shir and the Kashas that we asked. We asked a lot of Ba'am Kashas, and the Gemara about Klei Shir B'Zman HaZeh, and our vote in the next Shir is to clarify those issues. And we will see Niflos Rabos Atzumos V'Gedolos Mitzvos Hashem. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. This was just not normal. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.